Well, now to the grim cargo that's turning up on the US West Coast and mystifying scientists. Dozens of dead grey whales are washing up on the beaches, about 30 so far this year in the state of Washington alone, as Isabel Rowe reports.
Whale carcasses have become a macabre tourist attraction on beaches near San Francisco and further north at Port Hadlock in Washington state. What's happening is different from a whale stranding, where the massive animals wash up alive. These ones are dead.
So they're very emaciated, and clearly they did not get enough to feed last year.
Research biologist John Kalambakidis has been studying grey whales along the US West Coast for 40 years. It's the largest mass whale death event he's ever seen.
Up and down the coast from the breeding lagoons in Mexico, where the whales were over the winter months, as well as now being seen north of us in British Columbia and Alaska.
But researchers aren't worried about the deaths making a dent in the grey whale population. In fact, John Kalambakidis says they have the opposite problem.
The grey whale population has been steadily recovering and increasing. The eastern North Pacific grey whale are at kind of record numbers and represent a full recovery from when they were depleted due to commercial whaling. It would mean they would be much more vulnerable to any variations in the food supply if they're operating near the limit of that food supply.
Was whaling and the lower population actually allowing those remaining whales to live better?
Well, certainly populations that are operating well below carrying capacity, you know, typically have higher birth rates and lower mortality rates than a population that reaches that carrying capacity, you know, however you define that as better or worse.
Janine Boer is the executive director of the Port Townsend Marine Science Centre, which is helping to deal with the carcasses. She says two of her volunteers have bravely agreed to keep one whale on their land.
They basically have run out of places to let these whales decompose and to study them. And so Stephanie and Mario have agreed to let the whale decompose on their beach. The smell is pretty intense.
Apparently undeterred by the smell, Janine Boer says six other landowners in the area have since agreed to let whales decompose out the front of their homes to allow researchers to study them. The Australian Marine Conservation Society is watching the phenomenon in the US with interest. According to its chief executive, Darren Kindley-Sides, research points to warming oceans as another possible cause of a lack of whale food.
Warming water leads to a loss of sea ice. And we know that sea ice, particularly the edge of the sea ice, is really important for algae. Algae are the bottom of the food chain in the Arctic and Antarctic ecosystems. Those algae feed the small shrimp-like creatures that whales like the grey whale feed on. So, look, I would think that there is an impact there from warming waters.
That's Darren Kindley-Sides, the chief executive of the Australian Marine Conservation Society, ending Isabel Rowe's report.